Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. Then God gave the people all these instructions. I'm the Lord your God who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything in the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. I lay the sins of the parents upon their children. The entire family is affected, even children in the third and fourth generations of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and obey my commands. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. The Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse his name. Remember to observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You have 6 days each week for your ordinary work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath day of rest dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, and any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh day he rested. That is why the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and set it apart as holy. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not covet your neighbor's wife, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Lord, thank you, Lord, for us as the church, your church, the body of Christ in the world. Thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us, Lord, to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity and the choice and the privilege to love you. Father, thank you so much that you loved us first. Father, thank you so much that you give us guidance, that you teach us, that you have the whole of scriptures of showing us the right ways to love you well. And Father, thank you so much that you bring life and that you equip us so that we can do the same, so that we can be more like you. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We continue this week working alongside the outstanding ministry known as Preborn here at American Family Radio. Tragically, abortion continues to be the leading cause of death in our nation and in the world, with over 66 million babies' lives having been tragically taken in our nation since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And sadly, the abortion pill is accounting for over 60% of all abortions, and babies' lives continue to be at great risk because of these tragic realities. Well, Preborn is a wonderful ministry that's helping to come against this tragedy in our nation and to come against the abortion industry. Preborn is the largest provider of free ultrasounds in the U.S., and by letting a woman see her baby on an ultrasound and hear the heartbeat, a baby's chance at life is literally doubled. And we're grateful to have as our phone guest today, Roxy Lamorgis. She is the executive director for the ministry Preborn. Roxy, how are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you.
Great to have you once again. We've had the privilege of having you on before, and we're grateful to have you as well as the opportunity to work once again with the Ministry of Preborn. Roxy, if you would, at this time, would you take time to further introduce yourself and then tell our listeners about the ministry known as Preborn?
Awesome. Thank you so much. We love being here year over year. AFR has partnered faithfully in the work of saving lives. So my name, again, is Roxy Lamorges, a service executive director of Preborn, and we are a national pro-life evangelical ministry. We are very loud and proud about the gospel. Our ministry scripture is Romans 1:16. We are simply unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation, and very unapologetic about our stand in life. In fact, over the past 18 years of Preborn as a ministry, we have seen more than 300,000 babies saved from abortion and more than 80,000 women that have given their lives to Christ. And in a nutshell, there's really not much I can say about the ministry except that we are just genuinely, passionately enjoined in the heart of the Father to win many souls for the kingdom and save many lives.
All right. Well, again, we're grateful to have you. And again, it's a privilege and an honor for us to partner as a ministry with Preborn. Can you tell us, Roxy, how did the Lord lead you to become a part of the ministry of Preborn?
Yeah, it's a long story, but I could share this. I knew I had this spirit of discontent. I didn't understand why, you know, my life. I'm a medical professional. I had a successful job, but for some reason, I started to feel this restlessness. So just in a season, I entered into an extended prayer and fasting season where the Lord has genuinely just broken my heart very seriously about the issue of abortion. And it was in that moment that it was very clear that there's a call of God in my life, an invitation to join in the battle for life. And just through a series of very providentially ordained events, I, you know, ended up at the doors of Preborn, and the rest of history. That was 10 years ago.
So you've been with Preborn for 10 years now then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. Well, again, we're grateful to have you on today. And again, it's a privilege for us to be able to partner with Preborn. You know, I think of this statistical information that was shared with us that over the past 18 years, Preborn partner clinics have counseled over 500,000 women considering abortion. More than 300,000 babies' lives have been saved, and more than 80,000 women have surrendered their lives to Christ. And you know, one of the many great things about Preborn is it makes the sharing of the gospel a very important priority. Would you talk about that as a priority of the ministry?
Yes, Preborn believes that, you know, everything that we do as a ministry is really an opportunity that we could introduce this woman to Christ. This is why even as we provide this free ultrasounds, which we are inviting people into, right? Like if you want to provide a free ultrasound, it's only $28 and it can help save a life, or $140 provides 5 free ultrasounds, and that goes 100% to care for a woman so she could, you know, receive that care. But it also is a very practical way. We get her into the door. We provide her with free services to really express practically the love of Jesus. We care about her. We share relevant clinical information. We provide that free ultrasound and also give her an opportunity. There's just a window there in a moment of vulnerability, of crisis, to introduce her to her ultimate need, which is Jesus.
Well, we, again, grateful just to see some of these critical priorities that the Ministry of Preborn does have. Want to say to all of our listeners, if you'd like to get involved and get in and make a pledge to help provide free ultrasounds, one or more, for some of these women, the number to call to make that pledge is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. 616-2396, or you can go online to donate to AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. And keep in mind, every gift that you give helps towards that important function to provide a free ultrasound. And again, it's wonderful just to really grow in your understanding of how the way the Holy Spirit uses the sight when a mother sees her baby on the ultrasound screen, how time and time again, so that has been a wonderful game changer for so many women just throughout our culture and throughout the world once they see their baby. So the ultrasound is a wonderful gift for the kingdom of God. And so we all have the chance to be involved in the work of helping to provide free ultrasounds for many of these precious women and their babies as well. So once again, that number to call, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Roxy, would you pray for listeners to really have their hearts and their minds wide open to what the Lord may say or share to them through the broadcast today?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come to you with great joy, knowing that it's only because of Jesus that we're able to cry, Abba, Father. Lord, we ask that every listener on this call be stirred by your Spirit according to your word, God, to be a minister of life, Father, that whatever capacity you have blessed them with, Father, whether that be $28, $140, whether that be in volunteer, in time, in prayer, there's so many ways where we could get involved because we understand that faith without works is dead. Father, let it be that our faith is evident in action. Father, I pray that you break hearts over the issue of the slaughtering of the innocent life, Father God, much like you did to me, that, Father, there would be an awakening within the church, Father God, of really what abortion truly is, that we would take our rightful stand in this battle, God, not only for life, but above all else, for the gospel. God, I pray that eyes be open, ears be open, that our hearts be softened, that we're able to receive, God, that which you would want to invite us into. Father, let your Spirit not rest until we act in obedience like David prayed. God, cause us to do your will. Jesus, I pray that you invite us into an understanding, that you would cause us to understand according to your Spirit, God, that we would understand the blessing that follows obedience, especially to the things of your word. Father, just help us have more passion and compassion for the women that are in this situation, and that compassion will move us into action in whatever capacity. And we just give you glory, Jesus. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, thank you. I do thank you again for the ministry of Preborn, and thank you for many other ministries that are standing for life and standing against the tragedy of abortion. Thank you for us as the church and the opportunity you give us individually and collectively as your church to do so much to help the cause of standing for life and standing against abortion. And help us as the church to rise up to seek your wisdom, your grace, your power, and use us as the church to actually end the tragedy of abortion in our nation and in our culture. Help us to have ears to hear and hearts that are wide open to your wisdom, your counsel, and your direction to help us to do just that. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Once again, that number to call and to make a pledge to help provide free ultrasounds for women, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or go online to donate at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. We'll be right back.
You are strong and mighty. There's no one else like you. You are great and powerful. No one can do the things you do. You're the beginning and the end. You're the peace I find within. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great.
You are strong and mighty.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one else like you.
No one can
you
do
are
the
great
things.
And powerful. No one can do the things you do.
You're the beginning.
The music of Jennifer Meikle, Great God. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, picking up at verse 25, it tells us these words. One day an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him this question, "Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus replied, "What does the law of Moses say? How do you read it?" The man answered, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "Right," Jesus told him, "do this and you will live." But the man wanted to justify his action, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied with a story. A Jewish man was traveling from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him up, and left him half dead beside the road. By chance, a priest came along. But when he saw the man lying there, he crossed to the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next day he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, "Take care of this man. If his bill runs higher than this, I'll pay you the next time I'm here." "Now, which of these 3 would you say was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by bandits?" Jesus asked. The man replied, "The one who showed him mercy." Then Jesus said, "Yes, now go and do the same." Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the fact that we as your church stand as your body in the world. We are your hands and feet in the world. We have the privilege of being the vessel through which you work to share your love with a world that desperately needs to be touched by it. Father, more and more help us to see, Lord, that that's who we are and what we're to be about as a life and as a lifestyle. Lord, help us to avoid the tragic reality of sometimes functioning like the priest or the Levite, both of who saw the problem but did nothing. But help us to live the lifestyle that you call us to imitate, like that of the Samaritan. You told the listeners at that time to go and do as he did. Help us to sacrificially reach out to a world that's been beat up and left on the side of the road for dead. And in particular, Lord, the reality is unborn babies, time and time again, are that person that's been beat up and left on the side of the road for dead. Help us, Lord, to never sit on the sidelines and do nothing, but help us to be wide open to any and all that you call us as the church to do, to help save as many babies as we can, and to do our part to help support the work and the ways through which that is done. Help us to be about your business faithfully in this arena and in every arena you call us to. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, we're in the midst of our campaign working alongside the wonderful ministry Preborn, and we're seeking this week to help to provide over 4,500 free ultrasounds. And keep in mind, your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, giving that mom the chance to choose life for her baby. $140 provides 5 free ultrasound sessions, reaching 5 women with the message of life as well. If you'd like to call in to make a gift, again, call 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. 616-2396, or you can go online to give at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. It's our honor and privilege to have as our phone guest today, Roxy Lamorges, and she is the executive director of Preborn. And Roxy, you had some testimonies that you were going to share of that illustrate why a ministry like Preborn is such an important tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, I do. I really want to share because I want people to get encouraged of the value of what we're inviting them to do, right? Mm-hmm. As you shared, we want to see 4,500 babies saved. We want to raise 4,500 ultrasound scans this week. And if the Lord just stirs your heart, you know, you can help underwrite completely free, provide that one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound for $28. You could do that one time. You could do it monthly, or like $140 for five free ultrasound sessions. Again, that could be done like one time or monthly. And if the Lord just bless you, maybe the Lord stirs your heart, you could sponsor a date of life for like $5,000, which could underwrite about 200 free ultrasounds for clients coming in and out of the clinic. Or you could help provide a brand new ultrasound machine for $15,000. There's just a lot that we can do together. Everyone can take part in this invitation. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. But I do want to share a story. I'm a nurse, so I used to provide this ultrasounds prior to taking my position in Los Angeles, California, where abortion is really rampant. In fact, it's still the number one highest abortion county in the entire U.S. And I remember taking care of a client that was extremely abortion determined. She was going to have an abortion. There was no talking her out of it. She's made her decision. She has her reasons. And I knew because of her hardened heart at that moment, it wasn't going to be a direct spiritual conversation that's going to open that door. So I prayed, you know, as a clinical professional, I asked if we could talk about her understanding of what abortion is, what it does, what the pill is, based on all these things. I did an assessment and we spoke for a little bit. I told her about, you know, all the things clinical regarding her health, really meeting her where she's at, not judging her, just loving her with truth and with accurate information. And we started talking. And then I said, hey, we provide this free ultrasound so that we know exactly how far along you are. Do you have an ectopic pregnancy? Like, really, let's look at your situation clinically. And she said, yes, I would love to have an ultrasound scan. Now, mind you, she was more neutral to me, more clinical. I'm trying to build this relationship. And then I walked her through the ultrasound scan room. And then I started to like scan her. Now, she was farther along than what you expected. But as she was laying in bed, she was particularly laying with her hand behind her back. Like just really like laying on that table. And when I put the probe to have a scan, we typically have a TV large in front of them so that they can see it, right? Mm-hmm. The baby inside her womb was laying the exact same way she was at the table. And when I turned on the heartbeat, all I could see was her tears rolling down her face. And she said, this is my baby. I cannot have an abortion. And all of a sudden, upon hearing that heartbeat, her heart began to soften. And not only did she choose life, I was able to minister to her, share the gospel. And that day, the woman that walked in so hardened walked out free, choosing life for the baby and life for herself through the gospel.
Roxy, that's a powerful testimony. Thank you for sharing that. Lord, thank you for how that you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, move upon the hearts of moms in such a wonderful way and touch even hardened hearts and soften them by your grace and your mercy and the power of your Holy Spirit. Father, more and more, raise up people that will support the ministry of Preborn and support ministries like Preborn to do just that, to provide more and more free ultrasounds for moms so that they can see their babies for themselves. And help us as the church to recognize, Lord, that this is much more important than many, if not most, all of us grasp, to help the cause of life and helping to encourage women to choose life for their babies. Lord, more and more, flood our nation with your Spirit and cause this work to become more and more the priority for the church you would have it to be. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Rox, again, that powerful testimony. Thank you for sharing that. Did you have another testimony you'd like to share?
Yeah, I have a lot.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yeah, so I love this show. It's talking about prayer and intercession. Preborn as a ministry is really thrusted by prayer and intercession. We believe in the power of prayer. We pray together as a ministry. We fast. And because this work is very important and we are at a spiritual battle. And I remember we have an organizational-wide prayer every month. Mm-hmm. Our leadership team, our staff, we all join together, stop working for a little bit and really just go into intercession for the work, for the women, for the clinics, just for everybody. And I remember one of our nurses said, hey, I'm going to step away for a little bit because a client walked in to the clinic. And when she sent the prayer request, we just began to pray for this woman. We just began to pray for this appointment. And all of a sudden, you know, we just kept going. But after our prayer, we received an email from the nurse that stepped out of the company prayer, the organizational ministry prayer, that saw the client. She said, you're not going to believe this. As we were praying for that appointment, she was, you know, counseling the woman, providing this free ultrasound. When she provided the ultrasound, the baby, the projected image on the screen from the ultrasound looked like a baby on its knees with folded hands. Mm-hmm. And she was like, staring at the screen, the same time we're all praying, the woman doesn't know that we are praying, and as the woman looked at the screen, she actually said, my baby looks like it's praying. I think it's praying that I don't have an abortion. Mm-hmm. And the nurse just looked at there and, you know, obviously took the opportunity to say, you know what's happening right now? There are people across this country praying specifically for you and this baby. She got to minister the gospel as well. And that moment, the mom chose life for herself and the baby. And we still have a copy of that ultrasound scan to this day.
That's powerful. That's very powerful. Roxy, would you pray for believers to be wide open to get involved in all the ways God would have them to get involved with this important cause of standing for life?
Yes. Father, we thank you. I just ask for my brothers and sisters, the body of Christ, that you have called, Father, to stand up for life, stand up for truth without wavering, to preach the gospel with boldness and with great tenacity, God, that you would stir our hearts to take part. Father, whether that be taking part in this campaign and helping provide free ultra scans, Father God, so that women can see their babies, hear the heartbeat, and receive the message of the gospel, whether it's through prayer, even for volunteers, even that you're calling them to work the field full-time, whatever it is, Lord. We pray that you give them an understanding, the passion, Father God, in your heart for the pursuit of souls and for saving lives. Jesus, I pray that you just give us this understanding of the value, the dignity, the sanctity of life, the joy and excitement when we read scriptures, that when we see John the Baptist himself leapt in the womb, that these children have value, they have life, they are spirit beings because they have been created after your image. God, let us be so passionate, so focused, Father God, without wavering, might you raise up an army.
Thank you.
Might you raise up an army that is just bold as a lion, Father, that would release truth into this nation. wherever we are. May we, the vessels, even if it's marketplace, in our everyday coming and going, every opportunity that we have, may we be a body that speak of life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Roxy. Once again, that number to provide free ultrasounds to women. Remember, keep in mind that $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions reaching five women with the message of life. The number to call to make a pledge to help do that, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to donate at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. All right, Roxy, we're coming up on a break again, but on the other side, I'm going to ask if you'll just share maybe two or three more testimonies, that such powerful stories that illustrate why and how God uses the wonderful ministry of preborn. Lord, thank you again for the chance to be involved in the wonderful work of helping to save your babies. Help us to be faithfully, fully involved as you would have us to be. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our phone guest today is Roxy Lamorgis. She's the executive director of Preborn. We'll be right back. Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. It's our privilege this week to be partnering with the great ministry Preborn here at American Family Radio. Our goal is to help provide at least 4,500 free ultrasounds for women who are considering abortion. Free ultrasounds giving these moms the opportunity to choose life for their babies. Again, keep in mind your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions. And keep in mind, for persons that may have the opportunity and ability to do it, a gift of $5,000 will help sponsor ultrasounds for the entire Preborn network of clinics for one day, helping to rescue 200 babies. So again, prayerfully consider giving what the Lord puts on your heart to give to help. The number to call again to make a pledge, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. 616-236-9696, or you can go online to donate at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. You know, Roxy, once again, I want to say personally, thank you so much again for the great work that you all are doing there at Preborn. My wife, Birdie, and I have had the privilege of helping to start a ministry that serves in the Mississippi Delta. And you all gave us our ultrasound machine, a brand new machine, a beautiful machine. And we've been using it for about a little over a year and have seen quite a bit of action with it because we've seen quite a surprising, significant number of abortion-minded women, even though in some states like Mississippi, though it's outlawed, sadly, you have many that are still seeking to have abortions in spite of that. But again, we're so grateful for the machine. I want to ask, would you take a moment now specifically to pray for our ministry, the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry, but also many other pregnancy ministries that are on the front lines doing this important work?
Yes. Before I share that, I think it's very important since, you know, the Roe got overturned and Dobbs, I just want to share to those who are listening. People may ask, is abortion still at the forefront of, you know, our nation's issue? The answer is yes. It is now more important to take part in the ministry of life because this battle is changing. Now more than ever, there's a lot of prayer that needs to go for pro-life ministries, life-affirming clinics, because they really are walking through the changes. And if you don't know this, 2024 is the highest recorded abortion in the decade. We saw more than 1.2 million babies aborted. And the trend of abortion declining is now statistically proven to be reversed. So I just want to encourage everybody as we think through this, as you pray through what you could do, an invitation to help save 4,500 babies this week, to whether that's a $28 one-time or monthly gift, $140 five ultrasound like monthly gift, or a leadership day of life for $5,000 to help rescue 200 babies. It all matters because the landscape is changing around us, but the mission still remains the same. And I just want to encourage everyone that are listening, the Lord stirs your heart, call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the ministries that you have raised up in this hour. Who knows? You've raised all these ministries up for just a time as this. Father, I know that the harvest is plenty and the word asks us that pray to the Lord of the harvest that you sent the laborers, God, because the laborers are few. I pray that you release the resources over each ministry of time, treasure, and talent, not just that, God, of witty inventions, of innovations and ideas to arrest this changing landscape and be at the forefront, the cutting edge, Father, of solutions, groundbreaking solutions to end abortion in this nation and make it unthinkable. Father, I pray protection over every ministry and every ministry worker, that you would put about a hedge of protection. We plead the blood, Father, of Jesus over every life ministry that is involved, Father God, in this work. Father, may you release abundantly everything they need so that they could reach, Father God, that woman that needs help. I pray that your presence just rests in every clinic, that your anointing, that scripture says anointing that breaks the yoke, be in every facility, God. May the spirit of love and peace of unity, Father God, wrap each ministry, Father God, inside and out, from each individual clinic to every region and all life ministries within the nation. Father God, I pray for a greater unity. Father God, make this movement one, just as Jesus prayed in John 17. Father, we ask that you raise up churches to rally around this individual clinics, that you raise up churches to adopt this ministry, Father God, as mission, Father God, that they would support them in every facet, that they would open up their doors so that the ministry of life can be preached from the pulpits of this nation, God. God, I pray that through this ministry, revival might start. Father God, you said ask for an inheritance of the nation, and you will give it to us. Father God, we don't have to look far. We don't have to look far. You literally bring the nations into this clinic doors. Millions of women walk into pregnancy clinics year over year. Father, I pray. I pray for this ministry, commitment, loyalty, fidelity to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
may these ministries put your pursuit over souls at the top of their priority. Because as they seek you first, we know that all these things shall be added unto each respective ministry. And may 2025, the best year, the best year of harvest yet for all this life-affirming gospel-preaching ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Roxy. Can you take time? We don't have a whole lot of time left, but would you take in the last few minutes to share another testimony?
Yeah. I started practicing in California, and I had this young lady. Well, she's not really that young. She's in her 30s, I believe. But she was a little bit irritated because I don't know if you've never been to California. The traffic is crazy. It was hard for her to find her place. Like, even though we had signs, it's just difficult. Parking, all the things when you're driving in California. So she really didn't come in very happy. And she was abortion determined. And I asked her, well, why do you think this is the option for you? She said, I'm going on vacation. I need my beach body. And, you know, without judgment, I really tried to like, okay, Jesus, help me. Because I know the truth. But how do I deliver this truth that is inviting to her, freeing, not condemning, that she sees your love for her? And so I did my own thing. I'm a clinical specialist, so I did what all nurses should be doing, to care for her, give accurate information, steward her without judgment, but always looking for an opportunity to minister truth. But I gave her a free ultrasound, and honestly, her baby was just, I think, barely 6 weeks. She was very early on, but miraculously had an audible heartbeat as early as 5-something weeks. Mm-hmm. And when she heard the baby's heartbeat, she just made a decision. She cried, she cried, she cried. And she said, I can't believe I even thought about killing my baby. Mm-hmm. And when we talked, I walked her into the counseling room again to kind of finish up her appointment. And all of a sudden, after crying, you know, I really just ministered to her, but I didn't say much yet. I was preparing to preach, to share the gospel, but I didn't even have a chance yet. She opened her mouth and she said, I want that peace, that joy that you carry, whatever it is that you have. I can't explain it, but what is it? I want it. Mm. And it just gave me an opportunity to share the life, the hope of Jesus, the transformation of the gospel, right in spite and despite all that's been, we walked her through life. And that day she gave her life to Jesus. She gave me a good hug. She said, I guess if I forget the beach body, I'm going to keep my baby and I'll just wait until next year to have my beach body. And, you know, she walked out of there free and happy and joyful, and with clarity that her priorities have been straightened. And that's kind of the power. This is the invitation we're asking people to help us provide these opportunities, make these moments happen over and over again, so that we can preach truth and we could share life in a compassionate, non-judgmental, but really just exuding the love of Jesus for all these women, and we could make it happen. $28 for one scan, $140 helps underwrite 5 ultra scans. If the Lord bless you, stirs your heart, $5,000 helps us rescue 200 babies every day in a clinic to sponsor a day of life. Or if you want to bless a clinic with a brand new ultrasound machine for $15,000, call 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Rox, again, for being with us today and doing the work that you do. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, like that precious young lady Roxy was just talking about, today is a good day to give your life to Christ and receive the peace that only comes through Christ. If you want to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Save me. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you once again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. We definitely hope to hear from you again. That email, joseph@afr.net. And once again, to call in to make a pledge to help with the cause of preborn, call the number to help provide free ultrasounds, the number 1-877-616-2396. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.